Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums for 40 years. Four decades from September 2024. That's right. The longest running fight show in history. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, allegedly, supposedly, I should know a little bit about boxing. And guess what? I knew Mike Tyson back in 1984, so we'll talk about that in depth. Of course, Mike Tyson in the news. You want to talk about him on the air? You can. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, Jake Paul, the YouTube phenom, of course, carried Mike Tyson last night for eight rounds. It was pathetic. I'll get into that depth. Into that in depth after the first break. But, you know, when you watch boxing nowadays, it's not what it once was. I remember one time I was walking through a golf course with the co-founder of the Kronk Gym. His name was Prentice Byrd. Of course, Prentice Byrd and Emanuel Stewart founded the famous Kronk Gym that brought us Tommy Hearns and all those famous stars out of Detroit. Anyway, we're walking through a golf course one night, and he said to me, you know, we're all walking off food after we ate dinner. And he says, you know, we're walking in the graveyard. I said, no, this is a golf course. What are you talking about? He goes, no, the graveyard of boxing. He says, this is a graveyard of boxing. We're walking through it right now. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, the greatest era has passed us by, and it's gone, and it'll never come back. The Roberto Durans, the Tommy Hearns, the Ray Leonards, of course, the Muhammad Ali's, I can go on and on, but Mike Tyson's, that era is never going to return again. And I said to him, you really think so? He goes, no, boxing is dead. And guess what? I woke up a couple of weeks ago, coming to that conclusion, but last night, I'm sort of cinched on it now, without a doubt. Of course, when Jake Paul, 27, 28 years old, takes on a guy that's 58 years old and brags about beating him for eight rounds, we're going to say it's a bit of a crime. But at the end of the night, he got $20 million, Mike Tyson. We'll talk about that and more with Boxing's PhD, of course, after the break. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USC channel. Of course, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating the end of Mike Tyson.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This vacation offer is so good, I'm going to repeat it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. All meals included for only $2.99. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. All meals, all drinks, $2.99. We'll even give you a free cruiser land package if you're one of the first 50 people to call right now. Again, come to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for only $2.99. Be one of the first 50 people to book right now at our luxurious all-inclusive resort. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, even up to the 80s, you deserve a great vacation. So take it right now. Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Call now and get a free cruiser land package on top of your trip.
800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. 800-296-1437. That's 800-296-1437.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm not afraid of nobody or anything but Allah. You know what I mean? And I know I got my issues. I'm belligerent. I'm sometimes vicious and violent. But that's just because of what happened. Yo, anybody, look at my life. Look at me. I've been embarrassed, humiliation, degradation, and any other T-I-O-N you can name that's negative, right? But listen, and you're going to ask me why I'm angry, why I'm like this, and all of a sudden I look back in retrospect and say, oh, man, I've been devastated. And the only thing you can say is that I'm paid, I'm rich, and my life and soul has been torn apart. I love you, too.
The Iron One, of course, one time heavyweight champion. Well, actually, he won the title twice, but his first reign was significant, no doubt about that. Now, I bring in a kid that's a little bit younger than me, of course, the next generation maybe of boxing fans. I got to ask you, the impeccable one, were you impressed last night with Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor?
Impressed, that's an interesting way to put it. It was definitely much more exciting than the next fight.
It was violent.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was brutal.
That was probably one of the most violent female encounters I've ever seen.
I was cringing. It was gruesome. I thought I saw her skull at one point.
Well, you didn't have to tell. I mean, that's pretty creepy, man. Holy, I mean, that was pretty gnarly. And their head butting back and forth, heads are flashing the whole nine yards. Who do you think won after 10 rounds?
I thought Serrano won. I didn't think they gave it to the right person.
Okay, well, that is the impeccable one, his view on the sport of boxing. Now we take it from the left coast to the east coast and bringing boxing's PAC, Socrates Palmer, I got to tell you, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson set a new attendance record last night. Now get this, I'm reading from Google. Does this make sense? Jake Paul and Mike Tyson set a new attendance record last night at AT&T Stadium for drawing 70,000 people to their match. That this evening surpassed a record of 73,120. How can you have 70,000 people and surpass a record of 73,126 people? Only on the internet.
Only on the internet. But you know what? I would like to know how many actually people paid for this. You know, because they were very generous with tickets, from what I understand, this week, because they weren't doing great. And they were like giving them away.
But Jerry Jones can give stuff away. What did you tell me yesterday? It's all an image. In other words, filling that joint and putting butts in the seats is like an image thing.
Absolutely. Listen, to say that at the end of the day, you got people to invest the most important thing, and that's their time.
Yeah.
Right. Money comes and goes, but when you get people to actually invest their time that they're never going to get back, you did the right thing. there was celebrities everywhere, from Hollywood to NBA to the NFL. And, you know, everyone loves a good circus, and that's what we got yesterday.
I got to ask
you. A bad circus.
But you know what's funny? It's probably not funny, but the fact that everybody I talked to was talking about this, and I had been dogging the fight earlier this week. I think I appeared on a morning show with Sports Byline here, and I talked about the fact that nobody's going to buy the fight. Well, it was a Netflix type of thing, and that really didn't put them on pay-per-view. But yet, nobody I knew didn't watch it. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, like, I got all kinds of calls. I got calls last night, emails and all that kind of stuff, texts from people I never heard of, I haven't heard of in years. And the Mike Tyson brought them back into the boxing world to an extent, just for a second.
Yeah, the same thing. I was in the gym today. I heard people talking about it. My sister-in-law, who lives in Philadelphia, she was asking me about it. It's like a lot of people watch this, whether we want to admit to it or not. I know people in the boxing establishment, you know, they forget the world that they deal in, and they want to be on their high horse. Oh, this is terrible for boxing. Listen, if those same people that are saying this was terrible for boxing, if they were involved in it, they'd be laughing all the way to the bank also. So
no doubt about that. You know, let's talk about, you know, of course, Mike Tyson losing in eight. Let's talk about the fact he did lose an 8-round decision. Somehow, his legs were gone. I mean, there were no legs. He had legs of like a 90-year-old man. I mean, I think Larry Merchant's got better legs than him.
And that's amazing, because when you think of Mike Tyson's physique, you know, just his anatomy, his legs were amazing. He had springs, you know, for quads, and he just was in quicksand. And when you saw him come out with that knee sleeve, it was like, oh, boy, you know. It was like you knew the writing was on the wall. Even just watching him get into the ring, it looked like he stumbled on the bottom rope. You know, it was sad.
It was sad. And let's move on. We can talk about it. We can go bring it back up in a second. Of course, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor battling to another controversial decision. Katie Taylor taking the fight on points. She had a point taken away. Most people I know thought that Serrano won the fight. Of course, most people I know thought Serrano won the first fight. I mean, what does she have? Does she have to pull a Juan Manuel Marquez type of move with Manny Pacquiao in order to beat Katie Taylor?
She may have to borrow some of her boss's PEDs, you know, Jake, to maybe catch a knockout like the way Marquez caught Pacquiao. That was bad. I mean, it was a really great fight. It showed so much character in both ladies, and they ruined it with a stinker of a decision. I know Katie Taylor came on late, but she fights like such an amateur, still slapping shots. And I'm not going to say she's a dirty fighter, but she's a careless fighter, and she fights with her head. It's kind of like a Holyfield, you know, but I think less strategic, you know. And Amanda fought with that gash for about seven rounds. That just showed immense heart, you know. To me, she's the best female fighter I've ever seen. You know, when you look at her game, I think she's the best.
You and I talked about that, and of course, I was I pleaded in the column that I had written this week about wanting her to retire, especially. Win, lose, or draw. I think she's like 36 years old, or she's getting up there in age. She's had like 45. I mean, just all. She's got a small little head. I don't want to see her get beat on anymore. I mean, she's proved her point. She can listen. She can fight Katie Taylor 10 times, and Dana White Privilege is going to step in.
He might be right, you know. And the fact that she's naturally a smaller girl. She's tall. She's a little taller than Katie.
She's 15 pounds lighter naturally.
Yeah. And who was the one that was getting rocked? It was Katie Taylor both times, you know. I thought she did enough clearly to win. The announce team I thought was pretty funny. You know, Rosie Perez was a little biased, you know, rooting for a fellow Boricua from Brooklyn. Yeah. But I thought the two ladies stole the show. You know, got to give credit to Katie Taylor also. She could have packed it in. She fought hard. But I'm not a big punch stat or CompuBox guy. But when you outland somebody by over 100 shots and you're the more active fighter, I mean, come on. What do you have to do?
Okay. You know, Rosie Perez is a nice lady. I met her at the De La Hoya Leija fight in New York City. She was nice. She worked the press room very well. I mean, she was really a nice lady. Then, I think a couple of years, was it 3 or 4 years ago, I saw J-Lo in Vegas, and she was a bit of a she scorned everybody. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, big difference between those two.
Yeah, and the irony, Rosie Perez was one of her dance instructors when J-Lo started on In Living Color.
Well, I got news for you. I got news for you. Rosie Perez wasn't in none of those freak-off tapes.
She has lived a very quiet life. And the only time you see Rosie is at fights.
Okay, and the best punch Mike Tyson landed was at the weigh-in?
Seems so. And, I mean, Mike landed that one jab, and it kind of, you know, made Jake go backwards. I was looking at this from so many different point of views. First and foremost, he made $20 million. And at this age, God bless him. You know, I hope he's able to take home at least half of that after he, Uncle Sam, and he pays off his handlers or whatever. He didn't get hurt. You know, he lives, unfortunately, you know, the post-fight interview, he said that he would like to do this again. That would be, you know,
When I say he had no legs, and that Larry Merchant has better legs at 93, I'm not kidding. I'm telling you, he couldn't. His legs were shaking at the knee. I was watching; his muscles were twitching.
Yeah, it was just terrible. He couldn't. I mean, what happened to all the pad stuff that he was doing? All the hype up, building up, throwing these combinations. Not even 30 seconds of that. You know,
he threw 97 punches. Somebody told me he threw 97 punches in 8 rounds. And he didn't throw any punches with bad intentions on. He kept trying to throw hooks against a guy that was taller and had a reach advantage, all that kind of good stuff. He did everything he could to make Jake Paul look good, I think. I'm starting to think that that was the whole thing. And we'll hear a clip from Tyson a little bit later where he says, you know, he just had a bad attitude. Going in, his attitude was not that I'm going to win here. It's like, he's just grumbling.
And not one body shot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Tyson was always a vicious body puncher. I mean, if you're going to fight a novice, which is what Jake is, who's fat, by the way. I mean, he could, you know, he's puffed up, you know, juice to the gills, but he's still very soft in the belly. That's the first thing you're going to go for. Yeah. I mean, if I was in the ring with Jake Paul, that's the first thing I'm testing him to the belly.
Well, you know? I put it this way. I think that boxing skills-wise, me and Jake Paul ain't in the same league, and I'm serious. And I'm not bragging or boasting. I'm just telling the truth. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Even at my at one point in time, the baddest man on the planet was no longer the baddest man on the planet. I'll talk about that a little bit later when I bring up Bob Faber Sr. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer. So thank you so much for giving me that kind of idea as well.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when you're dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
True.
Who cares?
And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
She was 14 years old. The lady interviewing Mike Tyson was 14 years old. She didn't fold. I mean, you know, some people fold when you talk to them. So when I was around them, I was very, how can I put this, careful in how I worded things. Of course, same thing around Marvin Hagler. I thought Marvin Hagler might get up and slap me at one point in time. So you just, there's just a couple of guys you don't cross the line with. But she, I think she, was that an interview or what was that? That was a hell of a presentation by her, wasn't it, Sock?
Absolutely. Credit to her. I've seen her. I can't remember her name, but she does that. She's got a nice little career.
She's 14 years old.
Yeah. And she probably, that video is probably trending more than any other interview she's done. So
without a doubt. Now, did the referee, John Shirley, of course, I discovered him in Northern California back in the day. He and I were partners. Should he have stopped that fight last night with Amanda Serrano? I mean, you know, the impeccable one was saying that cut, he saw a skull bone.
Well, it was a headbutt. I don't know what the rules are in terms of going to the scorecards at a certain point.
The rules are after four. After four, we go to the scorecards.
Yeah, in Texas, yeah. If he would have stopped it, I don't think anyone in their right mind would be, you know, claiming BS. I mean, that was a vicious cut.
So what I'm asking you is, did Shirley and the ringside physicians and the ringside physicians specifically in Texas fail the fighter again?
I think the ref had a bad night. I tell you what, I think if he would have been a little bit more tactful in warning Katie Taylor from the holding and the headbutts early, I think it could have maybe changed the outcome. Taylor's strategy and would have got a cleaner fight. That headbutt that first one, I don't know if it was intentional, but like I said earlier, it was, I thought it was careless. It's just the way she fights. It's in her DNA. She's not going to change, you know, overnight. So a bad job by the ref, for sure.
Okay, John Shorley, man, no longer in the Hall of Fame around here, the Hall of Shame after the performance last time. And listen, what about the ringside doctors? What are they doing? Are they just, I mean, what are they doing? I mean, I'm pulling my hair out with little I have left because of the fact that, you know, there are safeguards put in there. In other words, you've got the doctor, you've got the referee, okay, and you've got her corner. All three entities failed regarding that cut. I mean, because here's what's up. If I'm working a corner, much like Tim Zoo with Sebastian Fedora in March, if I'm working a corner, I know the rules. If something's going down and my guy's about to lose, guess what? We stop it, call it a technical draw, or you let me have a technical win on points.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Amanda's corner was very upset at the end of the fight. He could probably, someone could make the case that he messed up. You know, someone, there's three people in that corner, right? You have your cut man and the other person in the ring with her is...
Chief Second.
Actually, her sister. Yeah, Chief Second is her sister, Cindy, who was also an ex-fighter and her trainer, her brother-in-law. Someone should have said, hey, we're up.
Let's call it.
The easy way. Yeah, let's call it. And you know what? You live to fight another day, and the third fight's even bigger. You know? So, yeah.
What's up with these guys not knowing the rules? I mean, Tim Zoo's people, they cost him zillions of dollars. I don't know how many millions we could say, but they cost him zillions of dollars. They cost him an undefeated record, of course. In his next fight, he comes out and he gets licked by a guy that nobody knows?
Yeah. No, that's how quick fortunes can change in boxing. Tim Zoo was on his way to being a superstar. You know, a guy that charisma, that can punch, you know, maybe not as good as we thought. He got lit up, like you said, by an unnamed Russian who was a no-nonsense killer.
I want that. If I want to kill somebody or beat somebody up, that's the type of guy I'm going to hire. Do you have his number?
I'll look it up.
Maybe I can send him after the ex-wife.
he's with main events. I think, you know, hit up Kathy Duva. She may hook you up.
I haven't talked to Kathy Duva. Did I ever tell you the rumor that Kathy Duva had Tony Aiello's kid?
Oh, boy. I think I might have heard that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just a rumor, but it was, you know, no. Tony said to me, let's do some DNA. And when Tony said, let's do the DNA, of course, I only interviewed him twice in my life, and both times were, put it this way, he was a despicable guy, and God didn't take him quick enough. Now, pound for pound, is there a pound for pound king of boxing right now?
Pound for pound king of boxing, if we're just going off of skill, I'm going to say right this second, I'm going with Inoue, the monster.
Yep.
I think he's number one, and I'm going to go with Terrence Crawford at number two. And number three, Arthur Beterbiev.
The Beterbiev-Bivol match, did that live up to the hype?
Yes, I thought it was good. Yeah, because, I mean, both guys fought to the way they are. You know, Bivol being the classic boxer, you know, fought basically just like that, you know, on the back foot. And Beterbiev kept coming and landing the more meaningful shots, in my opinion. I know some people think that Bivol did enough to win. I thought Beterbiev landed the meaner shots, the more telling shots.
You know what? This is going to sound really crude and stupid and off the wall and maybe racist, this and that. But I sort of needed like about 1,000 milligrams of Viagra to watch two Russians. Why is it I'm opposed to watching two Russians fight each other? It's sort of like, I don't know what's up with that. I mean, maybe I need to go see a shrink. Maybe I'm biased against Russians.
I mean, listen, they're no nonsense, right? I mean,
nobody's talking. Kind of, that's what it is. Nobody talks a game. Nobody wants to hear rah, 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 rah. No, we want to hear guys talk smack back and forth. Not, you know, grumble at each other in some other language. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, two guys that are kind of classy, you know, although some stories have come out on B-Ball.
B-Ball's ex-wife. My ex-wife said some nasty things about me. You divorced the missus, and she'll be saying some wonderful complimentary things about you as well.
Well, I mean, she is it's my second time at the rodeo, so I know all about Nasty X. So, you
know. Okay. Mike Tyson didn't get hurt last night. That's basically right. the real goal of everything, right? It was for him not to get hurt.
He didn't get hurt. He got paid. One, you know what I thought was pretty cool and but funny at the same time was his son, Amir Tyson, doing the locker room interview. And, you know, he gives him the peck on the cheek and says, I love you, Dad. That was amazing. And then Mike turns around. All he had was his cup on. And you see butt cheeks. I thought that was hilarious. We have to appreciate our icons while they're still around. I mean, think about just the last few years. Ali's not around. Frazier's not around. We lost Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, you know, Pete Rose, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, we're lucky that we still have Mike. You know, he's in that pantheon.
I put Pete Rose next to Nikolai Valuev and took a picture of the two. I can't find it, but it took a picture of the two. Okay. One guy's like 5'9", the other guy's like 6'9", 7 feet, something like that. Anyway, big mismatch. Pete used to come to the fights. Don King invited him to a lot of the fights. He was... I don't want to say he was a mainstay for Don King Productions there. For about a year and a half or 2 years, though, he was coming to all the fights, and he was a good guy to be around. Of course, the world of baseball will probably never recognize him and give him his props, will they?
And if they do, it's like, why? You couldn't, you know. I mean, no one knows when someone's going to go, but really, you couldn't give him that. Look, Pete did it to himself, but, you know, there's worse guys in the Hall of Fame, you know, if you really dig on the history. You know, guys like Ty Cobb. You know, Rogers Hornsby, you know, Google that, you know, Google their past. And he told me, you know, that betting on sports, which is now they're in bed with DraftKings and all these other, you know, companies. So it's very hypocritical by MLB.
Okay. In 25 seconds, how good is Jesse Rodriguez?
Woo! Bam Rodriguez is the man. I think he is definitely in that top 8 pound for pound list. He stole the show from Boots Ennis. And I just hope that him and Nakatani could hook it up at some point within the next year.
Boxing's PhD Soccer News Palmer appearing in the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Say hello to the wife, hug the kids. We'll talk soon, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, like always.
Stay tuned for more Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the break on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking the world of boxing and MMA. You know, Mike Tyson was long considered the baddest man on the planet. Let me tell you about the baddest man on the planet to me. He was Bob Fabre Sr. Born in 1938, he was the most feared man in South San Francisco. That's where I live. It's like a city with about 50,000 people right next to the city by the bay or the city by the gate, depending on where you stand. Bottom line is, wow. He was about 250 pounds, I said, born in like 1938, but he was a 250-pound softie, I would find out later. He was the most feared man in town. Nobody ever beat him in a fight. That's right, nobody ever beat him in a fight. I mean, he would clear out bars, 8, 9, 10 guys, beat up 8, 9, 10 guys, and he'd be standing, all these guys would be laying there, I kid you, looking like fallen, like knocked over bowling pins. I mean, that's how tough this guy was, I kid you not. So anyway, you know, one time, I remember his son got into a bit of a beef at a hall in Old Mission Road, right next to a creek in South San Francisco, and the cops came, and, you know, the father came to protect his kid, and, of course, Bob Fabre Sr. got into a rumble with the cops, and he threw 8 cops into the creek. Now, he didn't violently, I mean, he wasn't beating them up. He was just playfully throwing them into the creek. That's how big he was compared to them. I'm not trying to say he was a giant, but he was pretty close to it. No doubt about that, okay? He was a big guy, a big softy. Anyway, he threw these guys in the river and the creek, and I said to him, why did you throw the 8 cops into the creek? He goes, because I could. I said, okay, because you could. Anyway, bottom line is, he was the baddest man on the planet, no doubt about that. But one day, I went to his house on Maple Avenue in South San Francisco, and he was sitting there on the couch, and I looked over at him, I realized, he is no longer the baddest man on the planet. I said, he's no longer the baddest man on the planet. He's just not. And I said to him, you know what? Some guy was giving me some spank last night, and I was thinking about calling you up and, you know, maybe you and me going over. He goes, no, man, I'm done. He realized it. He knew it. Mike Tyson should have realized it. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, he got a bit of a gift when he looked good and in that performance against Roy Jones. But last night, he just like an old looks just like an old man. At the end of the day, it was really sad to watch Mike Tyson in that state, no doubt about that. Straight up, let's change subjects. Of course, now, later tonight, we've got Dana White doing his thing on pay-per-view, and of course, you know how to steal that, don't you? Oh, I'm just kidding. No. I'm imploring you to pay $89, wink, wink, for a good card on the UFC. Of course, on top, John Jones and Stipe Miocic. And Stipe Miocic is like, listen, John Jones is like an iconic fighter, undefeated light heavyweight. The only time he's ever lost an MMA fight is when he was disqualified for kicking somebody when they were on the ground or something like that, choking somebody. Bottom line is, he fouled out for that one loss. Never came close to losing, I don't think. Probably, no, never did. Anyway, unbeaten, basically, except when he comes to the fact that he's going to take on Stipe Miocic tonight, we think, oh boy, Stipe Miocic, former UFC heavyweight champion, John Jones, this is going to be an epic battle, right? No, it's going to be a mismatch. I mean, it's sort of like, listen, the impeccable one in the other room weighs about 145 or 150 pounds, okay? I wouldn't put him in the ring with John Jones. John Jones is going to weigh 240 pounds somewhere around there. I wouldn't do it. That's the same. Miocic is built like the kid in the other room. I kid you not. Like, frail looking, okay? And, of course, he's older than God. And why are they doing this? I have no idea. They want John Jones, I guess, to get a win. John Jones wants to take one fight on the UFC contract and walk away from the UFC. Of course, the fight that everybody wants to see in the world of the UFC or the world of mixed martial arts is him and Francis Ngannou. Of course, Francis Ngannou, a guy that beat Tyson Fury, of course, a world heavyweight champion at one point in time, didn't get the call. Of course, got knocked out by Anthony Joshua next time out, decided he was going to retire from boxing after making close to $25 million. That's right, made close to $25 million in two fights. And yet, in the world of MMA, the most he ever made was $500,000. And when he sold out an arena, had a house gate of like $5.5 million, not to count the pay-per-views, Dana White saw fit to give him a $50,000 bonus. That's how Dana White. When I talk about white privilege on this show, of course, I'm talking about Dana White in particular. Of course, he has a unique position in the world of sports. I mean, you have to idolize him to an extent because he has revolutionized a sport, and he has brought a lot of people into the world of combat sports that probably wouldn't be there. But the bottom line is, I think it's just too violent. I'll say it again. I'm not against guys fighting bare knuckles, that kind of good stuff. Hey, more power to them. It's a little gross. I don't dig it, but I'm not against it, okay? But I am against the MMA when you hit guys when they're on the ground. Because, listen, let me tell you, when you get hit in the head, people can see what I'm doing on Twitch TV. When you get hit in the head, your head goes backwards when you're boxing. You know, your head goes backwards. The shock absorber in your neck sort of, you know, absorbs some of the punch, right? Bottom line is, you can't do that when you're on the ground. And if it sounds like I'm repeating myself, it is because I saw a guy from the world of mixed martial arts last week was a star in the world of mixed martial arts. I'm not going to bring him up, but he's from San Francisco, if you can figure things out. And the guy's like Gonzo. I mean, he's like gone. I mean, gone. And he didn't take that many beatings, okay? It's the fact, it's the beatings that they take, getting hit on the ground. I mean, this is not cool. Your head has nowhere to go. At the end of the day, Dana White going to do his thing tonight, probably make big money, no doubt about that. And, of course, it'll be on pay-per-view, $89. If you want to go up to the strip club here, I think they show it for free up here at the wherever that strip club is on the corner of Columbus and Broadway here in San Francisco. I think they're Roaring 20, something like that. Bottom line is, if you want to watch it, you can. Now, personally, John Jones and Stipe Miocic is a big mismatch. There's no doubt about that. But John Jones, of course, is the face of the UFC. Actually, Dana White's probably the face of the UFC. That's the way Dana's made it, because no athlete is bigger than the UFC when it should be that way. The athlete should be the guy. It shouldn't be the company. It shouldn't be the belt. But no, it's in the world of boxing, the world of every other sport, it's the guy. It's not in the world of the UFC. It's the sport. No doubt about this. The belt. Now, pound for pound, of course, is the best fighter in the world. And Noah Inouye is going to do his thing. Of course, it's going to go down the day after Christmas. No, the day before Christmas. They were going to do it day after. But 12-24, 2024 in Tokyo. Of course, take that back. Yeah, Tokyo. Taking on Sam Goodman. Sam has no chance. None whatsoever. 19-0. He'll be 19-1 come the next day. No doubt about that. Of course, he's coming off that... Noah is coming off beating up T.J. Dolanoy, stopped him in 7 rounds. Before that, he stopped Luis Neri in 6 rounds. I thought Neri might have been able to beat him. I thought Neri was a guy that might have. I mean, Neri came in at 35-1 and got licked like a stamp, got stopped in 6 rounds. Of course, what am I trying to tell you? I think Noah Inouye is the best fighter pound for pound in the entire world. Look at the rest of his resume. He beat up Nunito Donaire not once but twice. Of course, the second time, he drilled him in like a second round. Of course, he beat up Paul Butler, Stephen Fuller. I can go on. Stephen Fulton, I go on. But the bottom line is, he's beat up some good guys, no doubt about that. And speaking of the monster, he's been signed by the Sheik over there, or whatever, I don't know, what's his name, Turkey, something like that. Bottom line is, the Saudi Arabian guys have signed now Monster Inouye, so I guess Monster will be stepping out of Japan, at least, Sheik is going to do some, of course, he did a card with Terrence Crawford about a month ago here in California, so he might be doing stuff in Japan. You never know where they want to go. But this week, I'm sad to report that they bought Ring Magazine. Of course, I'm talking about, now, you know, the Sheik. The Sheik bought Ring Magazine. Now he controls the mouth. Of course, I didn't dig that before when Oscar De La Hoya was running Ring Magazine. Of course, he would say things, all kinds of great things about Oscar. And when Oscar was going through his issues, of course, his drag, you know, he's being in drag and all that kind of great stuff, doing cocaine, all, you know, hookers, all that kind of good stuff. Bottom line is, Oscar was doing his thing. Of course, he had Ring Magazine to an extent. Of course, he kept it quiet. Of course, Ring was a bit of a filter in the world of boxing as far as Oscar was concerned. But Ring Magazine was the Bible of boxing. It just was. I mean, Nat Fleischer, I think he was like the 30-year editor of Ring Magazine. Of course, he was the guy that caused the controversy back in 1965, the Ali Liston rematch. Jersey Joe Walcott was the referee. Of course, the former world heavyweight champion was the referee. And what happened was, Liston got knocked down in the first round, and when he was down, he didn't count correctly according to the timekeeper, Nat Fleischer of Ring Magazine. He was a timekeeper. So when everything got up. I mean, the fight continued. Then it was stopped. Anyway, Nat Fleischer stopped the fight. It wasn't Jersey Joe Walker. So some people that dog the former world heavyweight champion Jersey Joe Walker for being a gaffe there as a referee, he didn't pull the gaffe that night. It was the timekeeper, Nat Fleischer. He probably pulled the gaffe as listening to Nat Fleischer. But Nat Fleischer, longtime Ring Magazine editor. Of course, my guy with Ring Magazine was Bert Sugar. Without a doubt, Bert was the best drunk you've ever been around. In fact, he wasn't a good guy to be around sober. And that's not a knock. That's what I'm telling you. He was more pleasant to be around drunk. It was, you know, when he was sober, he was a bit of a, you know, he had his problems. But the bottom line is, when he was drunk, he was a great color analyst. I mean, one time, I was doing the Duran-Martinez fight in Kansas City. It was under the Tommy Morrison Razor Ruddock card. Of course, that was the main event. And he said to me, listen, I got to go do this five-minute commercial with the American side of pay-per-view because I was doing the international feed, okay? So he says, I got to go away for 5 minutes. We'll be right back. Anyway, he splits. He comes back an hour and 15 minutes later, drunk as a skunk. I mean, he is like reeking of alcohol. You can't believe it. He was drunk as hell. And guess what? He put on one of the great shows of all time. May he rest in peace, the good old Bert Sugar. Now, tonight, boxing, of course, on television, and the world cruiserweight champion on the line. Of course, I'm not a big fan of Zerto Ramirez. Some people are. Of course, he's an Mexican star at one point in time. They thought he was going to, Canelo was going to step up and fight him. That's where Canelo was going. But Canelo, we don't know where Canelo's going right now, because the bottom line is Canelo's sort of like in limbo, does whatever he wants. But Gilberto Zerto Ramirez taking on Chris Billiam Smith in a WBA cruiserweight unification match, meaning the WBA, the World Boxing Association, the World Boxing Organization, are going to combine their titles at 200 pounds. The winner takes both belts. Bottom line is December 7th, though, is probably the fight you want to watch. Emmanuel Navarrete and Oscar Valdez. And why do I say that? Because Oscar Valdez was a train wreck the last time out. I mean, that guy should never, ever, 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 ever box again. And you want to watch a fight that I think is going to end his career. It's probably going to be this fight with Navarrete. Now, Navarrete, a great fighter at 122, maybe at 126. At 130, I think he's lost a little bit of his zeal. And, of course, the undercard, Rafael Espinoza and Robeson Ramirez for the WBO featherweight title. That's going to be a smoker, no doubt about that. ESPN, Bob Arum bringing you that card December 7th. December 7th, of course, on the Zone. And I'm buying the Zone. I'm still paying $30 a month for the Zone. I don't know if it's worth it, but the bottom line is sometimes I don't think it's worth it. I mean, if you're a boxing freak and you like to watch bulk boxing, I think the Zone's worth it. But the bottom line is, I don't know. I mean, they used to give you the pay-per-views. They don't anymore. That's my bitch with them. But the bottom line is, the Zone's probably necessary, and as is ESPN Plus if you're a boxing fan. No doubt about that. Now, the Javante Davis-Freddie Roach fight, I'm sorry, the Javante Davis-Lamont Roach fight, set for December 14th, has been pushed off until March. Why? Davis having issues, no doubt about that. Can't get his act together, folks. People want to talk about him being the face of boxing. Only one that thinks he's the face of boxing is himself. That's it. It's self-praise, no doubt about that. December 21st, the aforementioned Tyson Fury going back after Oleg Usyk in the world heavyweight title. Usyk is favored in this fight, but I think Tyson Fury is going to lick him like a stamp. I don't think this fight's going to even be close. I really don't. I think that if you walk over there, if he stands up, if he imposes his will, being a 6'9" guy, and he throws hard punches, I don't think there's no way Oleg Usyk can escape him. Just absolutely no way, no how. Anyway, undisputed world heavyweight title going down December 21st. Of course, that's going to be in Saudi Arabia, of course, on pay-per-view. Yeah, wink, wink. By the way, December 24th, I mentioned this before, Nanoa Inoue and Sam Goodman come to us on ESPN Plus from Tokyo, Japan. I wanted to go over to Tokyo to watch this fight, and I kept looking at the different travel plans to go over there. Bottom line, it was like $1,800, $2,000, man, to go over and spend 2 days over there. 2 days in Japan. 2 days in Japan and flight and hotel cost you, without a car, $2,000. Too much, no doubt about that. I am going to Vegas, though. It looks like I'll be going down December 2nd through December 6th. Spend some time with some friends down there. My attorney, Mark Risman, of all the times you had to go to Panama, Mark, you're going during the week, I'm going down to Vegas, so shame on you. But the bottom line is, I would have been to spend a lot of time in Vegas this month. I wanted to spend a lot of time there because I've got a friend down there that's not feeling well, so I wanted to spend a lot of time in Vegas. But the race is there. So this F1 race is there. So the whole city's closed down, like all kinds of crazy overpasses and underpasses, all that kind of crazy stuff. I don't want to be around when the race is there. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk. Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
How
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everyone said, I wish I was in your shoe, I wish I was in your shoe. The people, the hundreds of people that wish they were in my shoe, don't know the tenth of it. If they were in my shoe, they would cry like babies.
I don't know if they cry like babies if they pocketed $20 million last night. Nobody was crying, believe me. Nobody was crying. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside looking world of boxing and MMA. November 12th, of course, 1982, Alexis Arroyo stopped in 14 rounds by Aaron Pryor. Of course, that fight was a bit of a rig. They did all kinds of stuff with the hands. They had stimulants, you name it. It was cheating on the half on the behalf of Aaron Pryor and his corner Panama Lewis. But in 1981, of course, November 14th, Aaron Pryor beat DeJohn Johnson. 3 months later, DeJohn was shot to death in Detroit. What else am I saying? The Twitch streams seem to be having problems. Yeah, they're having problems with Twitch. We'll work on that after the show, no doubt about that. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You know, Benitez, Wilfred Benitez, of course, November 14, 1981, he beat Carlos Santos in 15 rounds to retain the WBA 154-pound title. He came out here to San Francisco in 1984, and he got beat up. And that's why he left town. He left town like at 2 o'clock in the morning. I kid you not. He left, like, snuck out of his hotel room, took the promoter's money and left. But the bottom line is, he was shot. I mean, I sparred with him, and I was beating him up. And that's pretty sad. I was just an amateur at that point in time. Of course, I was scared to death going into that fight, going into that sparring session the first two times. We sparred twice, but the first time I was scared to death. The second time, I just let it go. Bottom line is, good fights on the night, fight TV tonight, of course. No doubt about that. Check out ESPN and The Zone. And, of course, the heavyweights on the UFC, John Jones and Stipe Miocic. The co-feature is a lightweight battle between former champions Charles Oliveira and Michael Chandler. That's going to rock, no doubt about that. Paul Craig and Bo Nickel's going to be a middleweight bout. There's about 15 fights on this card. Dana always comes with about 15 fights. Of course, some of the fights are shown on ESPN+. Some of the fights are shown on Hulu. Some of the fights are shown on FX. But the bottom line is the main event and the main card comes to you only on pay-per-view. And, of course, you can get that. If you lived in France or something like that, you looked at, like, websites like Meth Streams or something like that, you might be able to, like, to watch something like that. If you lived in France, and I'm not trying to say, you know, if you lived in France or Istanbul or something like that, it might not be against any copyright laws to, like, to look up Meth Streams or something like that and figure things out. Just a suggestion. I'm not trying to advocate anything. Just a suggestion. This has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I want to take a minute to thank my audience. Of course, my audience on Twitch, Stage TV, my audience on the radio as well. But I want to thank my producer, my man on Sundays, of course, the shot caller. I'm talking about Mr. Bailey Peck. Came in today on Saturday. It was his day off. He came in, of course, today, and he did his thing. I want to thank him without a doubt. And, you know, it was because of Bailey I made an additional commitment to stay here at Sports Byline and do Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I thought I was going to call it at 40 years, but the bottom line is I'm still rocking and rolling. Until next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect. Don't forget, the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, live on Sports Byline and all these same stations. Hopefully on Twitch.tv as well. Straight up, the impeccable one, take it away. Thank you so much for being here. For everyone concerned.